You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. Be sure to check back to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So we are about to enter the eclipse portal. And when the eclipses occur, which is generally twice a year, we are often catapulted into change. Changes that you look at as pivotal, like this was before the eclipse and now life is after the eclipse. So it can be like its beginnings and endings are happening. So it's like a swirling energy of change goes on around the eclipses. And it also depends very much on what the eclipses are in. So we have this new moon solar eclipse. The eclipses are always with the nodes. It's conjunct the north node in Cancer. So it's a very, I was going to say earthy, but earthy because it is opposing Capricorn with a bunch of planets there, Saturn, Pluto, and this south node in Capricorn. So there's this definite earthy vibe or coming down to earth, but in more of a like come down to earth and take care of your needs, take care of your like emotional needs, not your necessarily like work needs. So it can be a tricky time where you are feeling pulled between work and family and structure and flow. It's a Capricorn is very solid and secure, and Cancer is very, wants solid security. So they make a good pair. They make a good mother-father pair in the zodiac and in your chart. So with this Cancer solar eclipse, issues of emotional nurturing, whether you're taking care of yourself, whether, because it always, the relationship you have with everyone follows from the relationship you have with yourself. So the first place to look to see how things are going is to see how things are going with your relationship with you. Are you taking care of yourself? Are you nurturing yourself? Are you feeding yourself good foods? Are you getting enough time to exercise and stretch and walk and take care of your physical body's needs? Are you getting a chance to take care of your environment and your home? And that's like the home is Cancer's domain. So making your home lovely and doing what you need to feel more nurtured in your environment, or even like if you're not nurtured in your environment, if you don't feel secure and safe and you're not happy where you are, then the eclipse can usher in quick and swift change. So keep open for opportunities. This eclipse occurs exactly on the 2nd of July at 12:16 p.m. PDT, which is Pacific Daylight Savings Time. So check your time zone to see where it's happening for you. And it's the new moon, you generally have a good 72 hours of time to initiate. The closer you are to the exact time, the more potent your intentions are, but it's still a very potent time to begin anything. It is like, it's kind of tricky because we do have retrograde planets. We are going into Mercury retrograde, and Mercury will be retrograding back through Cancer too. So it depends on, like, there's things that you need to get done in the area of self-nurturing and family and the emotional realm, the feeling realm, and Mercury will kind of backtrack over that territory. So even though we might be clear about which direction we're going or start to become very clear, it's still kind of a like an inner reflection time as well. It's like laying the behind the scenes foundation so that you can move forward with clarity. So that's coming in right now. We do have also Mars is just on the 1st of July, actually, Mars entered into Leo. So that's a big difference. That's a very fiery energy from Mars in Cancer, which is very kind of hindered in Cancer. It's not able to do its normal fiery, self-centered kind of action type stuff that it does. But in Leo, it's a fiery energy as well. So they suit each other. And there could be like a new bravery or a boldness that you feel now. And that's kind of lovely. And Mars and Mercury will be conjuncting too coming up. So there's like this fiery ability to communicate what you need to communicate. Or maybe even not fiery, but just passionate and certain, like a self-certainty and sort of an enjoyment of being yourself too. Because Leo, when not, you know, afflicted or had things go down that kind of screw up the natural energy, Leo is a very warm and sunny and happy to be itself energy, which we could all learn from. Because if we could just go forward and be happy to be who we are, then we would come to all that we dream. But there's kind of tricky stuff in the way, and we're kind of programmed definitely not to figure out who we are. Otherwise, we wouldn't be put through the systems that we're put through from the time we're little children. So this can help you find it. This whole solar eclipse in Cancer can very much help you figure out, and the new moon too, it can help you seed in this new intention, seed in who you really are, kind of drop away the baggage of what you aren't is a good way to look at it too. Because you already are what you are, you just need to get rid of what's in the way of that or kind of what's on holding you down. And there's always stuff kind of holding us back, right? So this is really good energy to move forward. So I hope you use it to move forward. The same day that the new moon and the solar eclipse are occurring, we have a lovely supportive sextile between the moon and Uranus. That the sextile in Uranus, it gives us like a kind of a wild card lucky feeling, a support from unusual sources or connection to the cosmos in ways you didn't expect, sudden ideas, inspirations, things that make you feel like, wow, this is a magical universe we live in. And it really is a magical universe. So just setting our intentions and holding our space and being very clear is very potent, powerful magic that we can tap into right now. We may be feeling, because there is Chiron squaring the moon earlier in the day, there could be a feeling of like your wounds being poked or a fear of humiliation or a fear of vulnerability. And it's not fun because you want to like move forward and be done with all the difficulties. But then there's Chiron going, well, like, wait a minute, you still haven't attended to this need that you have or this vulnerability, or you need to seek forgiveness or you know, apologize or like offer forgiveness, offer to let things go that have been difficult. But also you want to keep balance in your relationships too, which is always important. So it is a good time to drop what's not healthy and kind of begin new habits and new things that are healthy. And especially in regards to being, you know, nourishing yourself. If there's out of the box opportunities, take them, because you're very likely going to go, wow, I had no idea life could be so invigorating or things could get so interesting. And it's kind of fabulous when you're going along one way and everything's the same and wabam, something new enters, some new influence, some new situation enters and allows you to try a whole new avenue of life, which is exciting. So I hope you take that, because there's that sort of, you know, even though there's the difficult kind of like humiliation or vulnerability energy that we might be feeling, there's also this like opportunity. Everything is ripe with opportunity. Everything is plump right now. It's like very Cancerian. The earth is very plump and it has lots to offer and lots of ways to nourish us. And we just need to tap into that and need to know that we want to be nourished. So that is kind of covering the solar eclipse new moon. And we also have the very next day, Venus entering Cancer, which is a lovely, very soothing. If there was any difficult spots going through the eclipse or heading up to the eclipse, this is a soothing, lovely energy. So you may get in touch with family or friends that make you feel secure, or maybe you'll get an opportunity to make money in a way you never expected that might have to do with nourishment or nurturing or mothering or feelings and expressing feelings. There's a lovely opportunity to be okay with how everything is and feel a sense of grace. And when you feel grace, when things happen like easily and seemingly effortlessly, it feels like, it just feels so fabulous. It's such a blessing. So that's the kind of thing that can go on with Venus in Cancer. You can feel like there's this wonderful grace, which gives you a total sense of gratitude. And then gratitude is super powerful for attracting more of what we want and attracting good things to help you feel grateful. It's nice to feel grateful. It's super lucky to feel grateful. So if you have the opportunity, and even if you don't have something obvious to feel grateful for, it's a really good time to cultivate gratitude, to start a gratitude journal, to lie in bed before you fall asleep and think of all the things that you're grateful for. And when you wake up in the morning, think of the things you're grateful for. And whenever you have like a shitty strain of feelings running through your system, be grateful. Be grateful for your ability to feel your feelings and to understand what's going on in your realm. That's kind of what our feelings are for. So there is lots of potent energy for healing, which is, you know, what else are we here for? And not only healing, but once we kind of tap into our ability to easily let go of what holds us back, we can really grow through joy and happiness and lucky circumstances rather than through struggle and strain and stress and shitty relationships. We can have supportive relationships and a wonderful environment around us and circumstances that are good for our soul and resonate with our evolution. That's the kind of energy we've got right now. On Wednesday, so the Mercury will enter into Cancer and then the moon will be conjoined with Mars. So it's a fiery day. You might be volatile. You might get irritated easily. You might have stronger reactions than you would expect to. More emotional energy is being moved right now with Mars in Leo. So that's good. You want the emotional energy to move and you want the charge to focus on what you need to focus on and get done what you need to get done. And obviously, because of the coming up Mercury retrograde on the 7th, it's a really good time for review. So things that you've missed or things you need to redo or things that you need to reorganize, or it's kind of like that redo period. Look back over what you've been doing. Have you got your ducks in a row? Have you got the boxes ticked? Are your I's dotted and your T's crossed? And this is like metaphorical as well. It might not just be like literal writing, but like, is your relationships all in order? Are your relationships all in order? Are you feeling connected to your loved ones? Are you feeling, you know, not connected to your loved ones? What do you need to do to shift things, to change, to be more how you can feel they should be inside? That's the kind of questions that you can ask yourself. And it is a foundation period. So the seeds you plant now have the opportunity to be quite potent and vigorous. So that's exciting. And we are, you know, we're a little more than halfway through the year. So there's still much room for creating while we head up to this powerful conjunction with Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn in 2020, in January. So we are doing like work, and it is kind of maybe nose to the grindstone sometimes and hard work even at other times, and even kind of deep, difficult work as well with Pluto and Saturn there. But it's work that's going to lead us to the best version of our most wonderful lives. So it's totally worth it kind of work. So hopefully you're kind of feeling energetic and capable of making the moves you need to make, or at least planning, preparing to make the moves you need to make, making sure everything behind the scenes is all ready to go. And then you'll know when it's time to go. Where this 2-week period up leading up to the lunar eclipse in 2 weeks is it's pivotal. Things that happen during the eclipses are things that change your life forever. So, I mean, it's especially more important if it's in your own chart, somewhere hitting in your own chart. This is actually, the eclipse is right opposite my sun, which is very interesting. It's always interesting. I mean, astrology is interesting, obviously, but it's always interesting to know your own chart and then to just, it really is a matter of observation. And then once you start seeing, wow, like this really did happen when that was going on, and you start to gain faith in what astrology is and what it can show you and what it can teach you, because there's an amazing of synchronicity of events that goes on. So I'm kind of excited to see what's going to happen while this this opposition with the solar eclipse is exactly opposite my sun. And I can see in a way, like, I've had family come and stay with me. My dad came after, I think the last time he was staying with me was like, you know, 10 years ago, really. And so my dad came, and that was like a whole, my dad and my mom, who divorced when I was 16, were together for the first time in like a 20 years or something crazy. So there was very much, and my brother had his 40th birthday. Happy birthday, Michael. And there was so much family stuff going on that really work stuff was completely put onto the back burner for me. Even now, I'm like, I have company coming again tomorrow, and my dad just left yesterday. So I have all this like very much focus on family and friends and the home. And but there's still the weight of my son is in Capricorn, and it's, and I've got, you know, Pluto and Saturn are traveling through Capricorn, and my north node is there. So even though I've got this family stuff going, I can't completely drop the ball with my work stuff, which I guess that's how most people function. But the tricky thing with me is that it's like I'm running the show here. So if I don't learn to balance things properly, everything gets completely out of whack. So right now I am in kind of like that struggle to keep it balanced, but it's not overly balanced. It's pretty much just focusing on my family, which I'm happy for, because it's been having my dad around and, you know, doing like regular things like, you know, mow the lawn, and he helped me put up planters and, you know, little things that you imagine dads help you do. He was around for that, and it was really quite healing. We took a road trip, which was wonderful. I'm right kind of on the West Coast, and we took a road trip into British Columbia, and there's this high desert that goes through the middle of British Columbia on top of the mountain range, and it's beautiful. It's hot and sunny, and there's vistas everywhere, and sagebrush grows, and I always go every summer because it's only 3 hours away, and pick all of my sage for the year and make sage sticks. And it's literally like the most beautiful little spot so close to home. So we took a road trip there because my stepsister just started a trail riding thing in a Soyuz, which was like super fun. We got on horses. I have this weird connection with horses, even though I'm afraid to ride them, that they like, this is totally weird, but it was with horses that I first really noticed that it works, that I can use my hands like to heal, to send healing energy. And horses, for some reason, really respond when I psychically connect with them and ask if I can heal them. And they'll present me whichever part of their body needs to be healed. And then I just kind of run my hands along them and send them energy. And it's really, like, it really was the first time I was like, oh my God, this isn't all just in my head. This is really happening. So it's pretty cool. If you have any, we all have healing ability, but it's usually especially pronounced in people with Pluto contacts or Scorpio, any kind of Scorpio moon or Pluto moon connection, any Pluto, strong Pluto in the chart will indicate like healing hands ability. So use your hands, go and touch a plant or an animal or your, you know, your loved ones and see if you can send energy. It's pretty cool. Like there's really nothing like it. And I was sending that they take rescue horses in and then turn them into, so they've got these wonderful, like, new lives, these horses that nobody wanted, which is cool. And imagine taking a horse in. Way to go, Dave and Sherry. It's called Sun Hills Riding Center if you ever go to a Soyuz. It's very cool. And it's a beautiful place to ride. So they take these horses in and give them like a purpose and a life. It's pretty exciting. So they had a new horse named Cooper who I was running my hands along. And I asked him, I'm like, could you turn so I can like do along your back? And he did. He turned along the fence so that I could run. I was on the outside of the fence and I was running my hands along his back, and he was lovely. And I was thinking, wow, this horse reminds me of my dog, Reuben. Really weird feeling. And then as I was touching him, we both got electrocuted. Oh no, everyone tells me I wasn't electrocuted. We got a shock, a massive shock, went through him and then through my hands. He bolted out of the way. I jumped back and I was like, oh my God, what's going on? Is this like what happens when you use your healing hands? But it's not, because what happened was is Cooper's butt touched the electric fence that was between us, and the shock went through both of us, which was not overly, apparently it's only 5 volts, so it was a small shock, but it was definitely a shock. And it reminds me of, like, that's what Uranus is. It rules electricity. It rules shocks, and like metaphorical shocks, but actual physical shocks too. So I did have a Uranus transit going on at that exact moment when that happened. But it was also kind of a pivotal, like, you know, this was like the third or fourth horse I'd interacted with and helped heal. And well, I don't think he necessarily needed healing, but connected with. And it was a really cool, like, it was a moment where I was like, this is real, what I'm doing with my hands. Maybe I should start doing it more, which is, you know, ultimately, I don't really want to do healing with my hands. I just think, like, doing astrology is weird enough. I don't need to add this new extra special healing ability to my repertoire of things I'm supposed to do in this lifetime. But maybe I do. Who knows? It was a very significant moment, and lots of, like, lovely experience have happened around this solar eclipse energy. But again, to do with family and nurturing and emotional kind of energy. So if you're focused on that stuff, focus on that stuff, because it's an area that really helps balance our lives and who we are and makes us feel secure and cared for. And we need to feel secure and cared for so that we can go forth confidently, being our best selves, knowing that we're loved and that we can just be who we are and be supported in that. It's kind of exciting. So that is what you can expect from this solar eclipse new moon. Big, big change and initiated from the inside, and healing your emotional, feeling, mothering, nurturing energy. So that is pretty much it for this week. If you have any questions about this solar eclipse new moon, please feel free to contact me. And thank you so much for listening. It's very much appreciated. Many blessings and much love.